3, Annapolis, Baltimore.
Broadcasting worldwide at any time, you are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Everybody, this is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, this morning, another regular edition of the program, 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. And with me this morning to bring it to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yep, we have another great show for you. Lots of great stuff to get to over the next couple of hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, we'll go back now to 1980, actually the year this program first went on the air. And there were many of these Pirchei choirs floating around at the time, you know, these boys' choirs from various places. And this one was from Johannesburg in South Africa. And it is their selection is Uvnei Yerushalayim, May the City of Jerusalem Be Rebuilt. Here recorded back in 1980, the Pirchei Johannesburg Choir.
Yeah.
recorded back in 1980, the Pirkei Johannesburg Choir, all the way from South Africa, and of Ne Yerushalayim, May Jerusalem Be Rebuilt. Well, this is normally for many, many years that I would tell you about the stations of the radio network that was run by the KHZ network. And, well, you know, like my father, may he rest in peace, used to say in Yiddish, the redele dreht sich, the wheel turns, and all of that is now receded to the past as the KHZ network has kind of shut down their operations for many years under the direction of my dear friend, the late Bill Paris, who was a wonderful man, a very important figure in the radio business here in Washington, who kept this program on the air for many, many years and was a dear and trusted friend. He passed away about 5 years ago, and his wife, Libby, another dear person, they kept it going for as long as they could. But, you know, all that landscape has changed now, and what they call terrestrial radio is really, except for a few big stations, is really kind of gone by the wayside, and they've ceased their operations. And so just wanted to mention them, and you won't be hearing that anymore. The world has changed, and so there are other great ways to get the program. We're still here. We're going to be here as long as the Rabbanish Lionel lets me sit in this chair. I'll be here, and Ben will be here, and then I guess in some future long, long years, and it'll be gotten to you some other way, and somebody else will be sitting in the chair. But it doesn't matter. We just keep on going. But we did want to kind of give a tip of the hat to the Paris family. Wonderful, wonderful people. Could not ask for better friends. And he helped a lot of people and didn't make mention of it. He really was a wonderful, wonderful guy. But the times change and things change. So here's Ben to tell you about the great ways that you can get the program nowadays.
Yes. So as we mentioned, we are extremely grateful to the Paris family and to the KHZ network for all that they did for us over these past several years. But now it is the year 2021, and Washington Jewish Radio is officially now a podcast virtually only. So the way to listen to the program is via your favorite podcasting apps. That is iTunes and the Apple Podcast app or Spotify. All you have to do is go to one of those applications and you can subscribe, you can like, you can download, listen to the program, all those great things. And we really are following in the footsteps of a lot of things that started off as radio shows that have now become extremely focused on the podcasting space. So think of a syndicated program like, you know, Loveline, which was on since the 80s and was syndicated until 2016 before going virtual only for podcasts. And just that is the way that we have gone as well, is we are moving into the future with lots of great things that are going to help us serve you even better over these next many years that we continue, hopefully, to do the program. So
God willing,
that is the best way for you to listen to the program. And you can always go to the website, WashingtonJewishRadio.com, and you can go back and listen to the episodes there, and there's a really good audio archive to listen to really old episodes too. So you could do that as well, but the best way to get the show each week is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or Spotify. So make sure that you do that.
All right, very good. While we're also paused before we get on the next thing, let me make mention of the passing of another radio legend, and that is Larry King, who passed away, I believe it was on a Friday night. And he started his broadcasting career down in Miami. Of course, his life story is very well known. But I must say, on a personal note, his program for many years was on from midnight until 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, in those days, I was working for your grandfather, may he rest in peace, in the movie theaters, and that's a night business. And I would be up, you know, at 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, working and doing stuff. And he was on, and he interviewed people in every walk of life, and he was a great, great interviewer. And let's say the show was broadcast out of Washington for many years, and it was on the Mutual Network, as I was at the time. And he was just a great, great figure in radio. Then, of course, took his program to television, and is a very, very important fixture in radio in the last 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make mention of that. Okay. Now we're taking care of everything. Let's continue now. More music. The Tzlil V'Zemer Boys Choir, very, very fine choir, the late 80s and early 90s, and from the Daily Prayer Book, or Chodesh Al Tzion Toir, asking Hashem to cause a new light to shine upon Zion. Here's the Tzlil V'Zemer Boys Choir. recorded back in 1987, the Tzlil V'Zemra Boys Choir, and from the Daily Prayer Book, Archot HaShal Tzion caused a new light to shine upon Zion. Well, next portion of the program, The Beautiful Music of Israel, is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area for over the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, now doing it all remotely because of the pandemic. So you just give them a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. For Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. This week from 1977, the Hakol Over Habibi group with a song called Hine Hine. I am here, I am here.
מנגינה שמתחילה במי במול אבל רוצה לגדול ללה במול פמינור מחפשת למוצא והנה היא עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצק ותענה הנה הנה הנה
עוד שנה שמתחילה לאט עוד שנה שמתחילה היום לישום היום זוכר לטובה פתאום נגיד שלום כמו חלום
להיות טובה טובה יפה יפה עד סופה עוד קטנה בשביל גדולה אך הנה היא עולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק זאת הייתה המנגינה שלי מנגינה שאהבה אותי שנה אבל פתאום הייתה שונה נסע אינה ואינה 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 לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק אותה לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח
Hine, 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 hine
They recorded in concert in Israel back in 1977, the Hakol Over Habibi group, and a song called Hine Hine, I'm Here, I'm Here. And that was presented with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kantor's fabulous Israeli accents. Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica. Give them a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. Well, now Ben's got his first selection, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue with the Israeli music and go back to some modern Israeli music. Now, something that I have really enjoyed is the music of Kobi Peretz. We had tried to represent the Ashkenaz and the Mizrahi music of Israel as well, especially now, you know, the population of Israel, the majority of it has at least partial Sephardic and Mizrahi ancestry. And so as that has exerted its influence on the music industry, it is something that we try to continue to be representative of.
Right.
And so here is another one by Kobi Peretz. This is a song called Eliach Ba Ala Yababa.
Thank you.
had it. Kobe Parrott in that one. Eliachba Ala Yababa.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now with the 78 grooves. So Ben, we're going way back. We're going back 102 years.
Okay.
To the year 1918 when the First World War was raging and America had entered the First World War, and a Yiddish patriotic song from the First World War sung by Louis Birnbaum called A Gris fin de Trenches, A Greeting from the Trenches. So here talking about that he is A Gris fin de Trenches, he says A Gris fin de Boys. He said A Greeting from the Boys, and they're fighting with great courage, and hopefully they will win the war, and they will free the people. And then who knows what could happen. Maybe they'll even free the Holy Land. See, they were looking ahead back in 1918. So a real rarity, the kind you can only hear right here on Washington Jewish Radio over 100 years ago. Louis Birnbaum and A Gris fin de Trenches. Recorded for Columbia Records 102 years ago in 1918 as the First World War was raging. Louis Birnbaum and a real rarity, A Gris from the Trenches, as he says, greetings from the trenches. And some of the Yiddish, very poignant there, Ben. He says that the Jew sheds his heroic blood for his new country, and that that the Pintaliyid, the Jewish spark, shines brightly and burns with freedom. And they will push the enemy back, and they will be victorious. So recordings like that just document the fact that I've always said that our admission ticket to this country has been punched with our blood. So if anybody has any questions, they can go to Jewish military cemeteries around the world, and they can look at the contributions of Jewish soldiers whose blood was shed for this country, some in our own family, for sure. Yeah. So, again, a real that now that is the kind of recording you only hear right here on Washington
Absolutely.
Jewish Radio. So, a grease from the trenches, as he says, a grease from Uncle Sam's Armee. Armee, of course, in Yiddish is the army, like, you know, as close as so many words are. And hope very much enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here's a selection of Hasidic music by Yossi Fordzim, who was on the Gateshead Yeshiva Boys Choir recording some years earlier and then went out on his own in 1990 with this album. Here's a selection from the Daily Prayer Book, Ki Heim Chayinu V'Arach Yemeinu, for the commandments, the words of Hashem, are the sum of our life and how we spend our life. Very nice selection. Here is Yossi Fordzim from across the pond, as it were, in Great Britain, and Ki Heim Chayinu. They're recorded back in 1990 there, Yossi Fordzim and Ki Heim Chayinu from the Daily Prayer Book. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, here is a really nice one. Now, this features two singers who were pretty influential in the 90s and into the aughts of Jewish music. And that, of course, is Yehuda and Avrami Flam. This, the
and
two of
both
them,
good.
Both of them good. And this one, the two of them working together on a song called Ashreinu. And there you had a Yehuda and Avrami Flim, and that one, a real nice version of Ashrenu.
Was indeed. Well, let's continue now. Here is the first Tev Cantoral, and this is a Chazan who was very well known in South Africa that I actually had the honor to sing with once in a concert way back in 1984. The late cantor Johnny Gluck, who was the cantor of the famous Wolmaren Street Synagogue in Johannesburg after serving in London and other places in the British Commonwealth. He was born in Hungary in 1948 and grew up in England and was a chazan of this very, very large, prestigious show. He came to Washington to sing in a concert, and I was in the choir and sang with him. And very, very nice, nice man, a very fine chazan, as you'll hear in a minute. And then about a year later, after he had come to Washington, we got the sad and awful news that he had passed away at the age of only 36 years old of cancer, leaving behind a wife and several small children, and an awful, terrible tragedy. And South African people that I know tell me that that show in Wolmaren Street is not there anymore. It's moved somewhere else, and they released this album back in 1982 with Cantor Gluck, and I thought we'd listen now to the famous A.M. Himmelstein composition for Adhenu from the Nishmas Prayer concert piece. And I think about it every Shabbos when I'm reading the Nishmas to myself. This one and the Koussevitzky one always managed to run through my head. And conducting the orchestra and choir on this particular recording is Lior Himmelstein, the son of the late A.M. Himmelstein, the composer of the piece. So here the late cantor Johnny Gluck, still fondly remembered by South African Jewry and by lovers of chazanis and cantoral music around the world for his brief but wonderful career, and Adhenu, recorded back in 1982 in Johannesburg.
Yamelihu וכל לבבו תיראו, חר וכל כלב וכליות יזמרו לשמך. כבוד האור שכתוב,
recorded in Johannesburg back in 1982, only a few years before he passed away at the age of only 36 years old, the late cantor Johnny Gluck and the famous Himmelstein composition for Idhayno, a very big favorite amongst the South African jury. And like I say, he was a real British gentleman too, Ben. He was just as nice as he could be and was just an awful shame. But it was an honor to sing with him, and he was quite complimentary about us as well. So every so often, like to remember him on the cantorial features. So hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, now Ben's got another selection for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, we are going to continue now. Here we have a real funny one. This real classic of Lenny Solomon and Schlock Rock, of course. And this a satire of the song Imagine by John Lennon. This a song
should be good.
Yeah, this is Havdalah.
Yeshuati Eftach v'lo efchad Ki ozi v'zimratka Hashem Vayihi li Yeshua Ushavte mayim v'sason Mimayene Hashem HaYeshua Al Amcha Bechatecha Selam Hashem Tzvakot Imanu Niskav Lanu Elokei Yaakov Selam Hashem Tzvakot Ashrei Adam HaMelech Torah V'simcha v'sason v'ikar Ken tiyeh lanu Ken tiyeh lanu Kos Yeshuot Esa Israel Amin Ben Yom HaShivi Lisheshet Yimei HaMaaseh Oh Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol
And there you had it. Lenny Solomon and Schlock Rock.
Very good.
That one. The tune of Imagine by John Lennon. That one. Havdalah.
Very good. It'll be a little more Schlock Rock coming up just a little bit here on the program. In the meantime, we start off the Comedy Corner with the Barton Brothers. And I haven't played any of their recordings in a while. Thought we would take care of that this morning. The Barton Brothers, Eddie and Murray Barton, were Borscht Belt comedians. And they decided to make a record in 1947 called Joe and Paul. And with that record, they had one of the largest selling Jewish recordings of all time. And they pulled Apollo Records, the label that made it, out of near bankruptcy. And they were very popular. They made a whole series of recordings for Apollo and for its sub-label Rivoli back in the late 40s and 1950s. And then they kind of disappeared. And then when our friend Henry Sapoznik did his documentary about Jewish and Yiddish radio in New York back in 2002, he found one of the Barton brothers who was still alive. Uh-huh. The other one had passed away. And then subsequently, that brother disappeared. And nobody knows whatever happened to him. But when I first started on the air back in 1980, there was a black gospel program on before me called The Old Ship of Zion with a very nice man named Walter Kennedy, who had worked for Apollo Records in New York and told me the whole story of how they came in and they made this recording, and then the record stores were selling out as fast as they could press more of them. So here's another one. This one is called Tsuris, which of course means trouble. The refrain is, he says, Tsuris, he said, no one has more. He says, Kano hat nit mehr. Ob Tsuris volt gewein geld, if Tsuris was money, bin ich a millionaire, then I would be a millionaire. So here's both sides of the original 10-inch 78 recorded for Apollo in New York back in 1950. Here, Eddie and Murray Barton, the Barton Brothers.
Hello, Melvin.
Hello, Douglas.
What's the matter? You don't look so good.
Oi, Freine, ich hab plante Zures.
Was is?
Heint bin ich gegangen auf ein Wort, gesehen, kommen zu mir vier größere Gesinnte, halt ab nicht ist. Wir sind gesucht, gebe her das Geld.
Was sie gegeben?
Na, kränk sei, farewell. Ihr seid verschärzte Sleeves, und ihr seid genommen zu die vier größere Gesinnte, halt ab nicht ist.
Nun, was ist geschehen?
Was ist geschehen? Ob ich gehabt, Patch heißt, mit nach Schieder Harriet.
Heut zur es, zur es, keiner hat nicht mehr. Heut zur es, Wolke wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Hey, you're lucky.
Lucky, what I'm lucky. Gestern geh ich war walk, geht in front of mir a schein Bibeler. Geh ich zieht sie dir so, Mrs. Ay, me ken leben, wat me lost nisch.
Was hat sie gesagt?
Mister, wenn me lost er, kennt ihr?
Heut zur es, zur es, keiner hat mit mehr. Heut zur es, Wolke wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär. Mein älste Tochter Esel ist sehr ein größer Narr. Sie liebt sich mit der Dentist, hat ein Packet Car. Und soon hat sie ein Cavity, sie helft ihr nicht kein Tropfen. Ein Expert-Dentist, wie ist, weiß schon, wie uns sie stoppen. Oi, Sures, sis Sures, find der ganze Welt. Der Schatten hat mich hochgenacht, denn ich will auf mein Geld. Oi, Sures, sis Sures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Sures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Hey, Lucky.
Hey, rauf mit dem Lucky, what I'm lucky. Ain't in the free, aber vergruben mein Weib.
You don't say. Well, tomorrow you'll go out into the world. You'll live again, laugh again, love again. You must love again.
I know, but what am I gonna do tonight?
Oi, Zures, sis Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Mein Weib, sie schreit, dass ich bin. Schein mehr nicht ging. Sie schickt mir zu a Doktor to fix up everything. Der Doktor schockelt mit sein Kopf und sucht, I'm sorry, Lou. Als was gewehen, ist schein mehr nicht du.
Heut Zures, Zures, find der ganze Welt. Der Schatten hat mich gut genannt, denn ich will auf mein Geld. Heut Zures, Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Heut Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Lucky.
Lucky, what I'm lucky. Hab jetzt gehört, da gibt es meiste zu erzählen den Menschen. Darf ich nicht überdrehen im Racket?
Now here's side two of the original 78.
Hey, Lucky.
Lucky, what I'm lucky. Komm, komm, ich hab's gut gesaved, ein paar Tule. Hab es hart gekauft, ein Sud mit zwei paar Häusen. Aber ich hatte eine Frie, verbrennt ein Loch in dem Jacket.
Heut Zures, sis Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Heut Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Hey, Lucky.
Sie warte mit dem Lucky, what I'm lucky. Yesterday I'm bending over in the street, along comes a taxi. Gives me a shot and I'm laying in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. I come out of the hospital, I find my wife is gone, my children's gone, the furniture's in the street.
It could be worse.
Could be worse. I'm bending over in the street, along comes the same taxi, gives me another shot, I'm back in the hospital.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. What could be worse?
Could happen to me.
Oi, Zures, Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Ich bin a weg auf a vacation, a bissl sich up zu rein. And a zoi wie a jinger boy, hab sich gesicht wuss zu teen. Finster is gewein, wenn ich hab umgetappt die Figger. Ich bin verklärt, ich liegen glärt, fa de Figger is mein Schwigger.
Soi, Zures, Zures, bin der ganze Welt. Der Schatten hat mich gut genannt, denn ich will auf mein Geld. Oi, Zures, Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Hey, Lucky.
Sie warte mit dem Lucky, what I'm lucky. Geh mir heim von der Arbeit, treff ich mal vor mit einem anderen Mann in dem Living Room. Also wie sieht es, da seht mir, such sie schnell, Chaim. Geh rauf aufs Dessen, mach ins Kaffee.
Hast gemacht Kaffee von ihm euch hin?
Ich hab mir gedreht, soll er sich machen seinen eigenen Kaffee.
Oi, Zures, sis Zures, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zures, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
Mein Jenny liebt der Musikant, der Maestros kennt alle. Is a Kinsler off a fiddle and sie will sein a Kalle. Oh, yeah, it is old. Unschein Karl, sein Techniks hat weggeflogen. Was Teug sein Fiddle spielen, wenn sein Schmitschicks angebeugen.
Heutzutis, keiner hat nicht mehr. Heutzutis, Wolke, wein Geld, bin ich ein Millionär.
They recorded back in 1950. Ennie and Murray Barton, the Barton Brothers, and Souris, The Story of Trouble, and they were very, very popular in that era. And they were, guess what they called in those days? They were naughty records. Of course, nowadays it's Gornish, what they were saying. But they were very, very popular. Like I say, they sold hundreds and hundreds of thousands of records, and I hope very much enjoyed it. Brings us now to the mid-break. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's program and hope very much you're enjoying it. So this coming Thursday is Tu B'Shvat, the new year for trees, and here in the dead of winter here in the United States and other places, we think about the trees getting ready to bloom in the land of Israel before very long. So here is Schlock Rock and a spoof of the old Club Med hit. And this is called Tu B'Shvat, recorded back in 1998.
Bore, bore, puri ha eitz. 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 Tu B'Shvat, Shvat, Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, Shvat, Shvat. Schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. It's Rosh Hashanah for the trees. It's du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Say Shecheyanu, if you please, on du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Fig dates and raisins, the land we're praising. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. A pomegranate, Israel's our magnet. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat.
Shechiano on Tu B'Shvat. Say Shechiano on Tu B'Shvat. Rita, Sora, Geffen, Tena, Rimon, Beit Shemen, Dvash.
Tu B'Shvat, Shvat, Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, Shvat, Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, Shvat, Shvat.
Tu bist schwat, schwat, schwat.
Hit it, boys! Schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Bore, bore, Piriha Aids. Bore, bore, Piriha Aids. Bore, bore, Piriha Aids. Bore, bore, Piriha Aids. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat. Du bist schwat, schwat, schwat.
They recorded back in 1998 their Schlock Rock and a spoof of the old Club Med song, and that for Tu bist schwat. Wonder, do they still have Club Med? I don't know if they have that or not.
I have no idea. Well, probably some form of it or something. So they nowadays, there's not
now
too
you can't
much
go on
travel
a cruise, right? You go on those cruises. That's what we call that, Azachem Vey, when you do that. So, but maybe in the future, and God willing. Anyway, let's continue now. Here's another selection for Tu bist schwat. This is the late cantor Emanuel Rosenberg, recorded back in 1952. His son was the Hasidic artist Shmuel Rosenberg, who made some recordings back in the 80s. And here's his selection for Tu bist schwat, recorded back in 1952, talking about Tu bist schwat in Israel when Israel was only 4 years old.
Boys and girls are marching everywhere. It is spring in Israel. It is the holiday of Tu bist schwat, the new year of the trees. Here we go with spade and hoe. From country and from town are we. Hearts are singing strong and free. Each one goes to plant a tree on Tu, 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 Tu. On Tu bist schwat, on Tu, 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 on Tu bist schwat. The Israeli children plant trees and sing songs written to the words of poets and prophets who lived in the land of Israel many hundreds of years ago. Tavo el haaretz unet atem kaletz tehila v'natan haetz pirya v'haaretz yehula et limto ha'ilanot et limto ha'ilanot et limto et libnot. Vishavtem ishtachat gafno v'tachat einato vihitem ket shatul al palgemayim et linto ailanot et linto ailanot et limto et livnot. Springtime is the time for plowing for the Israeli farmers. Together, they go out into the fields, always singing as they work. Shuru habitu reu, ma gadol hayom hazeh, esh yokedet behazeh. V'hamachrasha shuv polahat basadeh, esh yokedet bahazeh. V'hamachrasha shuv polahat basadeh. Et ma koshturi avec il chon Et la dube seara Venad li kashuv, shuvet ha-adama Beshalhevet yeroka Venad li kashuv, shuvet ha-adama Beshalhevet yeroka
They recorded back in 1952, the late cantor Emanuel Rosenberg, and a song all about Tu B'Shvat and what was then the new state of Israel, only 4 years old at the time that that recording was made back in 1952. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Here we have a really nice selection. This was A.B. Rottenberg from Journeys. Now, I did not know until I discovered this recording that he was actually the composer of this very famous melody for Achenu.
I'm a
there you had it. A.B. Rottenberg from Journeys. And something that was a surprise to me, like I said,
yeah.
I did not realize that that very common melody for Achenu was his composition.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I was saying to Ben while it was playing, where that part of the davening comes from is actually a very obscure place. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael is part of the Yehi Ratzons that are recited only on Monday and Thursday mornings after the Torah reading. So any melody of it would really be, you know, for concerts and stuff. But A.B. Rottenberg has written so much stuff that is just amazing, amazing, amazing. So glad you brought that one our way, Ben. Very, very nice. Well, here's another one. Ben had played some later versions of this, but I thought we'd go back to the original. Here's Avram Fried, recorded back in 1998, and Dida Bay. Now, and then I found out where it comes from. It comes from the Gemara and the Tractate in Nedarim, and what it says is, if you have knowledge, then you lack nothing. So that certainly is the truth. So here's the great Avram Fried. Here's the original. recorded back in 1998, the great Avram Fried and Didabe, lines from the Gemara, and hope you enjoyed this. So that was the original right there, Ben, from back in 1998, one of his big hits. And again, the most obscure text, you know, from the Gemara, and they turn it into this big hit. And that's what they do. That's their genius. So hope very much that you enjoyed it. Next portion of the program brought to you by Israeli Accents. Don't forget the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica. Just give them a call. They're happy to help you. 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Accents. Well, here's something in Yiddish. Here is a singer by the name of Emil Horowitz, and a famous Yiddish folk song has a little bit of Russian in it, too, called Apostol Atreimer, The Little Shepherd, The Little Dreamer. And the song talks about a shepherd who was, he's a dreamer, and sometimes he has a hard time keeping his mind on his work, and one of his little sheep gets lost, and that's not a good thing. And the song chastises the shepherd for not paying attention to his work, a famous Yiddish folk song, here recorded back in 1964, Apostol Atreimer, The Little Shepherd, The Dreamer.
Мае овцы, як же я без овце домой прийду, біда, біду, нема ніж ту, а як же я без овце домой прийду.
They recorded back in 1964 there, Emil Horowitz and famous Yiddish song, Apostol HaTraimer, the Shepherd, the Dreamer. A little bit of Russian in there, too. You heard him say Nyet a few times. So there is definitely some Russian in there as well, but a famous old folk song, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, here is a nice one from the group Lev Tahor, and this one, a song that is called Uvne Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim,
ho ho,
Yir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, b'mehra v'yameinu, uvenei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. HaKodesh Yerushalayim B'mehra b'yameinu
Uvenei, uvenei Yerushalayim Oh, Yir HaKodesh Yerushalayim B'mehra b'yameinu Yerushalayim.
And there you have it. Lev Tahor and Uvenay.
That was very nice.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right. So I was talking to somebody in Shul about all the different melodies of Yadid Nefesh, which, of course, is sung at various times, usually to get things started on Friday afternoon for Kabbalah Shabbos. And I was saying, well, there's this version, the congregation one that everybody knows. That. Then there's the Israeli one. And the guy said, well, I never heard of that. So here it is, recorded back in 1970. Here's Edna Lev, very, very fine singer of Israeli music back in those days. And from the Israeli Hasidic Festival version of Yadid Nefesh, Beloved of the Soul. Recorded back in 1970, live in concert, Edna Lev, a very fine singer of Israel back in those days, and the Israeli Yadid Nefesh, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here a really nice selection, this one by Ari Goldwag, and this one called Ka Ribbon.
Thank you. vayn olam ve olmayo ahan tu malko melech malchayo oy vad gevurtech besimayo shifar kodomoch leachvayo oy kari
Oh, you're
And there you had it. Ari Goldwagen, that one. A nice version of Ka, Rebo, and Olam.
Excellent. Very nice at that. Well, let's continue. Now, here's the cantoral feature. So on one of these groups, you know, on Facebook, they were talking about different famous chazanim, and somebody said, did anyone ever hear of Cantor Barrel Lachagi? So about, you know, 100 people wrote in, of course, and I said, you know, one of the... No list of the great chazanim of the Golden Age could be complete without Cantor Barrel Lachagi. His stunning falsetto, his range, his control, and his beautiful voice make him put him right up there at the top of the list. He was born in Dogdo in Russia in 1892. He came to the United States right before the First World War, and then he held positions in Newark, New Jersey, in New York, and Detroit. And then for a number of years, he served congregations in Johannesburg in South Africa. In 1941, he came back to the United States and became chazan of the famous shul congregation Bethel of Borough Park. And he served there as chazan until ill health forced him off the pulpit in 1947, and he was replaced by Cantor Moshe Kusevitzky, who had just come from America. And he passed away in 1954. He had gone to davening to a shul on Pesach and got sick there and had passed away and was in ill health for a number of years. But listen now to one of the first recordings that he made in the United States for Columbia back in 1919 for Baruch Shemei, recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark for reading. Listen to his stunning falsetto and how he moves back and forth between full voice and falsetto. Just tremendous. Here's the late Cantor Barrel Lachagi.
Hagin la yatay
And they recorded for Columbia, New York, back in 1919. The great Chazan Berlachagi and Baruch Shemei recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark for reading. How's that, Ben?
Pretty good.
His falsetto and the way that he sang all those cadences up and down through double octaves on one breath is just absolutely stunning. And remember that was recorded before the advent of electrical recording. He was singing into a horn. So having to be, you know, that given the technology of the time,
yeah.
You know, but he made a ton of recordings for Columbia, later on for Victor. And then after Ben reminds you about things you need to know, a later series for Stinson in the late 1930s. So Ben reminds you about what you need to know, and then we're back with the later recording.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now. So after making a number of recordings in the 1920s for Columbia and Victor, he didn't make any more recordings. He was in Johannesburg. And then when he came back to the United States in the late 1930s, he recorded a series for the Stinson Company in New York. We're going to listen right now to a selection from that series. Here recorded back in 1937 with Harry Lubin at the organ. Here from the Daily Marav service, Yiru'enenu v'yismach libeinu, may our eyes behold and our hearts rejoice when Hashem returns to Zion. Here's the late Cantor Berlachagi. You'll hear his voice under the electrical recording process, and you get a little bit more of the richness and fullness of his voice. Here's the late Cantor Berlachagi.
Was for the emperor, the I'm gonna be happy to
Recorded for Stinson in 1937, Yeroy Nana. We got a few extra minutes. Here's another one from the Stinson series recorded in the late 1930s. Atachanein Le'odam Das, Hashem favors his people with knowledge. Recorded back in 1938 for the Stinson Company in New York there, the late cantor Beryl Lachagi and Atachone. And hope you enjoyed those selections by Beryl Lachagi. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Yeah, really nice voice.
Amazing, Hassan. One of the greats of the Golden Age, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, it wraps up the program. Our 2 hours together is finished for this week, and this is Larry Shore thanking you so much for listening and hoping that you enjoyed all that you heard and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for our very first podcast-only episode of Washington Jewish Radio.
The times, they are changing, the as the great Bob Dylan said.
But we are still here, so we thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next week for another edition of the program.
Absolutely. Until then, Larry Shore saying be well. Zagi Zint, Hategedavach. Have a great week, and be with us again next week for an edition of the program. Until then, have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.